Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, June 11th. Coming up on today's show, we'll get into the weather report, then we'll jump into some local news and a few interesting happenings in business, science, and entertainment. But first, you'll be interested to know, 42 years ago, today in 1982, Steven Spielberg's E.T. the Extraterrestrial premiered in theaters to much critical acclaim. The film became the highest-grossing film of all time, surpassing Star Wars, and held this record until 1993, when Spielberg's own Jurassic Park surpassed it. E.T. is considered one of the greatest films ever made. It received 9 Academy Award nominations, winning 4, including Best Original Score and Best Visual Effects. The film was re-released in 1985, 2002. In 1994, it was added to the U.S. National Film Registry. So now you know. And now you know what time it is. It's time for the weather report. In the Boston area, this morning it's sunny and feels like 57 degrees with 10 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 8:21 and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:06. It looks like we're in for a mostly sunny day with a high near 75 and wind of 7 mile per hour. Tonight, it'll be partly cloudy with a low around 59. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Tuesday will be just after 9 a.m. with a high tide just after 3 o'clock. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 62 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, Wednesday will be mostly sunny, with a high near 79 and calm wind becoming southeast around 6 mile per hour in the afternoon. Thursday will be sunny, with a high near 88. Friday will be mostly sunny, with a high near 90. Friday night has a chance of showers before 4 a.m., with a low around 65. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the New Era Company has acquired the sports lifestyle brand 47, a Boston-based company with deep roots in the local sports community. This acquisition merges two family-founded brands and is expected to generate around $2 billion in annual revenue. The combined entity aims to expand its product portfolio and enhance its licensing partnerships with major sports leagues and events globally. 47 will continue to operate from its headquarters in Westwood, Massachusetts, while New Era remains in Buffalo, New York. Now on to sports. Caitlin Clark and the Indiana Fever are finding their rhythm after a tough start to the season. In a recent game against the Washington Mystics, Clark dazzled with 5 consecutive three-pointers, finishing with 30 points, 8 rebounds, 6 assists, and 4 steals. Despite early struggles and intense media scrutiny, the Fever are learning to navigate the pressures and improve their gameplay. As Clark continues to shine, Indiana hopes this marks a turning point for a more successful season. In local sports, tonight, the Sox are back at it, taking on the Phillies at Fenway Park. In top news, Dr. Paul Tierstein of Scripps Clinic is the first in Southern California to use a drug-coated balloon to clear a clogged stent in a heart vessel. The procedure performed at Scripps Memorial Hospital utilizes the AGENT drug-coated balloon from Boston Scientific, which was recently approved by the FDA. This innovative treatment targets in-stent restenosis, offering a new option that reduces the need for repeat procedures and subsequent heart attacks by 50%, significantly benefiting patients with recurrent coronary artery disease. In business news, risky startups like Aptera Motors and Boxable are leveraging crowdfunding and digital marketing to raise millions from novice investors. Aptera, promising solar cars, and Boxable, touting tiny houses, have raised $170 million collectively. However, both have struggled with production and transparency. The SEC's Regulation A exemption, designed to help smaller companies, has enabled these startups to attract significant funding despite limited oversight, leading to potential risks for inexperienced investors who often receive less transparency and fewer rights compared to professional financiers. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under $67,000. Ethereum is $3,500. And Solana is $154. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Supercapacitors, which combine battery design with capacitor physics, could soon surpass batteries in power efficiency. Unlike batteries, which deteriorate over time due to chemical reactions, supercapacitors store energy on the surface, preventing wear. New research by Ankur Gupta from the University of Colorado Boulder introduces a model to study supercapacitors more effectively, simulating thousands of charge-storing pores quickly. This advancement aims to enhance supercapacitor design, potentially revolutionizing energy storage with faster, more efficient energy release, ultimately improving the performance of devices from mobile phones to electric cars. And in entertainment news, Ryan Steele, Young Thug's lead attorney, was held in contempt and taken into custody after accusing Judge Uriel Glanville and prosecutors of an improper meeting with a key witness. Steele claimed the meeting with witness Kenneth Copeland involved coercion. The judge demanded Steele reveal his source for this information, and upon refusal, sentenced him to 20 days in jail to be served on weekends. The trial, already the longest in Georgia history, continues amidst these dramatic legal disputes. Well, all righty, folks. It's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the award-winning director of E.T., Steven Spielberg. And he said, "Remember, science fiction's always been the kind of first-level alert to think about things to come. It's easier for an audience to take warnings from sci-fi without feeling that we're preaching to them. Every science fiction movie I've ever seen, anyone that's worth its weight in celluloid, warns us about things that ultimately come true." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.